Blog Talk Radio.
Bangle Science. Because she acknowledged the 50th anniversary of the Black Panthers. But on the other side, there were those who said, thank you. You know, one of the things I didn't know is that the Black Panthers started the school breakfast program to feed kids that were going hungry. And then it was adopted by the government, but there was such negativity around it. And those who want negativity, they will bring it into their lives. Those who go away from negativity, they find other ways to move it away and put a wall against it. And this week, as an example, I didn't know what the brouhaha was all about with Beyonce's performance at the Super Bowl. What's that all about? I saw it. I didn't catch the symbolism. And so I went and checked it out, and I realized, oh, is that what they're upset about? Oh, but you didn't do your background to find out. All you know is that she was doing this symbol, and you assumed it was something truly negative when it was something positive. You assumed, based on your world and your thought. So check your world. Check your thought. Check when you start doing negativity, why you're negative. Check if you're upset with a person, a man or a woman, or they turn you the wrong way. Check your thoughts and say, why do I feel this way? What did they do? And what do they continue to do? Because once something's done, it's done. Doesn't mean it's going to happen again. What did they do to irritate me? And is this part of their character, the person they are? There are many backstories of people make an assumption and then they find out something different, such as the assumption that was thrown in my face this week, and I kept hearing all over the place about this Beyonce thing, and then go back and look, and it's really about recognizing an organization that was vilified that actually did good things and protected our neighborhoods and worked to clean out the drugs in our neighborhoods. And to recognize that we are beautiful people with beautiful thoughts and faces and hair and character inside, and all we have to do is bring it out. The hopeful, confident, and cheerful people attract the elements of success. Ralph Waldo Trine says, a man's front or backyard will advertise that man's ruling mood in the way it is kept. Now, this is old school. A woman at home shows her state of mind in her dress. A slattern advertises, slattern means person that slacks off, advertises the ruling mood of hopelessness and carelessness. And the lack of system, rags, tatters, and dirt are always in the mind before they're on the body. So your thoughts and the things that you think about also deals with what you do in your life. So the thought that is, the idea that is thought about most is reflected literally, maybe not right away, but literally it's visible in your life. The example is a visible bit of copper in a solution attracts to it the invisible copper in that solution. So have a mind that is hopeful, confident, courageous, and determined on its set purpose. Keeping that purpose in mind, keep that end in mind, and it will attract to you the elements and things that you need to create that world. You can't sit on your behind. You've got to do things that are given to you, the thoughts that are given to you, the people that show up in your life that will help you become and do, but you've got to go out and act. You can't sit back. You've got to go find it. You've got to go learn. Thank you today for being with me today. Thank you for listening, because I truly appreciate you. You know, this world of thought of ours is very great, and it shows up day in and day out. Don't forget to get my free monthly, or attend my free monthly Commanding Your Life program, teleconference. It's on the third Monday of the month. And what you can do is go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up to be notified of it and other programs that I have. You can also receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course for valued at over $100 by going to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silvacourses.com. If you have any suggestions for the show, if you know anyone that I can interview, please contact me by emailing me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And be sure to join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29. As you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so.